This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, the Bumpkin, Donnie Baker calls in, and more names for Christie's new house, right after Jeopardy for Sluts.
This is Jeopardy for Sluts. Let's meet our contestants. She was the only Caucasian at an Asian massage parlor and still holds the record for happy endings. Please welcome Fonda Sachs, a cocktail waitress and part-time whore. Give it up for Betty Fuchs, a single mom who lives with her three stepdads and can actually suck a golf ball through a garden hose. Give a warm Jeopardy for Sluts welcome to Sharon Peters.
Uh-huh.
And now, here's the creator and your host of Jeopardy for Sluts.
Hi, I'm Bob Cavoya. Fonda, I'll start with you.
Oh, I'd like that.
No, I mean choose a category.
Oh, I'll take naughty nursery rhymes for 100, please.
The answer is, he stuck in his thumb and pulled out a... Sharon?
What is a 20?
Correct, Sharon. Continue.
Naughty nursery rhymes for 500.
The answer is Peter, Peter, blank eater. Fonda?
What is paid to?
You're on the board, Fonda. Continue.
Naughty nursery rhymes for 1,000, please.
The answer is there was an old lady who lived in a... Sharon?
Trailer park and kept her stepdaughter tied up all day and burned her with cigarettes.
Ooh, sorry, Sharon. Not in the form of a question. Sharon, you lose your turn. Betty, it moves to you. Choose a category.
Body punchlines for 100.
The answer is helping Jack off a horse. Betty?
What is how did Jackie Kennedy break her arm?
Correct. Continue.
Body punchlines for 500.
The answer is TWA coffee, TWA milk, and... Betty?
What is TWAT?
Correct. Continue.
I'll stick with body punchlines for 1,000.
The answer is, boy, would I like a little... Fonda?
What are Asian businessmen?
No. Betty?
Who is Ellen DeGeneres?
Sorry. Sharon?
What is $20?
Incorrect.
I mean, what is $20 just like downtown?
Ladies, the correct answer is, boy, I sure would like a little... So would I, because mine's as big as a hat.
Yes.
Big as a hat. Let's pause for a moment and review our scores. Betty, you're on top.
Just the way I like it.
With minus 400. Fonda is right on Betty's tail with minus 500, breathing down Betty's neck. Just the way I like it. And excuse me while I step behind the podium. And Sharon at negative 1,900. Sharon, you're really going to have to get on the ball to get ahead. Now it's time to play Final Jeopardy vs. Lutz. Final Jeopardy for Sluts is famous quotes. The answer is, give me liberty or give me blank. We'll start with Sharon.
What is $20?
Incorrect, Sharon. Fonda?
What is dinner?
Sorry, Fonda. So sorry. Betty is in the lead, and she answered...
What is head?
Head is correct. That, of course, from the porno classic The Midnight Ride of Paula's Rear, starring that great star, Greg Holbanger. So, Betty, that makes you our new Jeopardy for Sluts champion. Until next time, I'm Bob Kavoyan.
All contestants on Jeopardy for Sluts receive a private photo shoot courtesy of Bob Kavoyan's Show Your Pink Photo Studios, Mr. Kavoyan's wardrobe courtesy of Dress Left, Dress Low of Beverly Hills. All contestants stay at Bob Kavoyan's house in Studio City. This has been Jeopardy for Sluts.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Sorry. Oh, we're back. I love these guys, the Black Moods. Play it, Josh. Play it. Not that, Josh.
Oh.
These guys are going to come be our house band one of these days. I'm looking forward to that. We have found ourselves in the Napa Auto Parts studio. Smoke. Poor Christy.
Josh started it.
What did I do?
Now Christy's in a bad mood.
I was never in a bad mood.
Christy just put her...
Don't lie to me, buddy.
Christy just put her elbow in some kind of goo.
Oh.
When you put your hand elbow in a mess of goo that used to be your best friend's face, you'll know what to do.
We are once again in the Napa Auto Parts studios.
My new one-man Broadway play. I am George C. Scott.
Thank you.
Nice.
Now, we were talking about a number of things, including...
Opens as soon as I get to the theater and back.
What is the new thing, the Blumpkin? What is it? The Instagram Blumpkin?
Bumpkin, yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's an Instagram Blumpkin, but they're quickly removed. Yeah.
Millions of websites
and the bumpkin,
for a bumpkin.
Oh, it's the English slang bum for butt.
Yes, and they decorate it like a
it's
pumpkin.
It's a butt painted like a pumpkin.
Yes.
I was trying to find one of these there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a butt, all right. But so you take a picture of it. You don't walk around all day like that, right?
Well, it'd be hard to. I mean, you couldn't sit down. It'd smear now, your butt.
Because this one's oh. all... Well, describe it, Christy. It's got
It was all glittery.
It's orange and glittery, but the gluteal cleft, if you will.
Yeah, because it looks
the
like a
butt crack.
Goes right down
the
middle.
Butt crack?
Sure.
The butt crack is...
I prefer ass.
Allure
crack,
magazine, yeah. Allure.com. If you'd like to take a pic, I guess I could put that up on my...
You going to put that on your Instagram
my
there?
My Twitter or whatever.
Okay. But that's called the Blumpkin.
Bumpkin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Blumpkin is a totally different thing.
Sorry. Hey, look at the great bumpkin on Sally, Charlie Brown. the great, great pumpkin. Never mind. Apparently no one's seen that. Now I laughed. We were going to learn.
I ignored you.
We were going to. You're buying shoes over there for those new socks.
Bombas socks. Bombas. That's what I'm buying.
Christy's. We were going to learn about the narwhal, the whales from the Arctic, and
that didn't think any of us knew about.
Well, there's a new study about them. This is fascinating.
Well, they call them the unicorn of the sea. The narwhal is a pale-colored porpoise found in Arctic coastal waters and rivers, or in the movie Elf. In males, a more prominent tooth grows into a sword-like spiral tusk up to 8.8 feet long.
And so it looks like a unicorn.
And they're caramel-filled. They're delicious. That's why they're so rare.
The ivory tusk tooth grows right through the narwhal's upper lip. Narwhal tusk size directly correlates to the size of the narwhal's testes. Did you know that?
I did not know. They have real long, pointy testes?
No, that doesn't.
No, not in shape.
Sense.
Listen.
What?
It's.
How does it relate to the testicles? How does a rod relate to a ball?
The tusk length may be
important. The longer the horn, the larger the ball sack.
Ball sack.
Research published in the journal Marine Mammal Science also indicates the tusk length may be important to female narwhals when choosing a mate.
Oh, so size may matter with narwhals.
In narwhals. I have a question.
Yes?
How on earth did they figure this out?
Yeah.
Did they have to kill the narwhals to measure the testes? Or?
Well, you can't make an omelet without breaking a couple of eggs.
Or they find dead ones.
Oh, that could be.
Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie, how are you?
You know, my Uncle Sonny was into this. He had about four or five of them Andy Narwhal paintings, and he'd try to sell them.
That's Andy Warhol.
I swear to God, he'd carve stumps, too, and make, like, different animals out of chainsaw art. But you're saying narwhals, these are mythical sea creatures, like... What happens when a unicorn bangs an overweight seal or something?
No, they're not mythical.
It's
they're
a real. It's a real creature, but it really has what looks like a giant single horn.
So now you're saying they got huge peters the size of their horns? I'm a little jealous if that's true.
No, it's...
They already got the cool horn working, and now this. It's basically a double donger with a heartbeat. They must be dialing all the sea cow Nicky. Swear to God.
Well, no, it's really the testes are the same. Never mind.
Since you like facts so much, Tom, I got some facts that might educate.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah, you like facts so much.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Well, here's a factoid. Tornadoes are more afraid of us than we are them.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, who knew?
That makes sense. It really does.
Here's another. The best part of waking up ain't Folgers in your cup. It's Angel Skinner buck naked in bed.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Swear to God. Been there, done that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Jason Bateman's made a better team with than Michael J. Fox.
Oh, now that's blasphemous.
Well, I could say the same about the drummer for the Chili Peppers and Will Ferrell. Give me Ricky Bobby in the pocket any day over Chad Machine Gun Smith.
Okay. Good to know.
Here's another known fact. The longest period of time in a man's life is the time between his woman tells him her Aunt Flo is late and the call to pick her up a box of plugs. Swear to God. No wonder
plugs.
Why Vortex and Kotex rhyme so good. It can seem like a lifetime.
Classic. Uh-huh.
Here's one that might offend you, but I'll say it like this with no hesitation. The earth is flat, and I can prove it.
Really?
Oh.
Grab yourself a common level. Now set it on earth. Levels don't lie, Christy.
Okay.
That's all they don't.
Well, it's kind of a rather
when
small
changing
sample.
Your car's oil, once you get in check, as admitted before, every time he goes to the gas station, he changes his oil. Once you get all the oil drained, you're going to want to start your car real quick to make sure you got all the excess oil out.
Oh, okay. Is that what you do?
Yeah. No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Sure
don't do
that?
No.
You got to rev it.
You guys probably already know this one, but here's some number figures for you. 7/10 of all adults masturbate.
Seven-tenths?
And the other 2/3 are lying right to your face.
Okay.
Factoid number 12. Before socks were invented, Josh,
yes?
Guys are just finishing their shoes.
Oh, man.
Well, that's where the term toe jam came from.
Okay. All right.
I'm doubting this.
Speaking of terms, here's a final factoid for you. The term a baker's dozen.
Right.
That was coined by Angel Skinner's back when she was bragging to her friends and cousins about me the night we hooked up. Swear to God, man. Swear to God.
Why is he not helping me move?
A baker's dozen. Okay, thank you.
You really want him touching your stuff?
Good point.
There you go. Very good. Very good indeed. Thank you very much, Donnie. That was very helpful. Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom news desk, but not. She won't be here tomorrow or Friday because Christy's moving, and she's got... a crew of sweaty movers coming over.
Hired professionals. Well, it's all good.
Welcome to Grey Gardens. Oh.
Does your house have a name?
My house?
Oh, it should have.
The new one?
Yeah, does it have a name?
You said Grey Gables one morning.
Oh, Grey Gables. That's right. Yeah. Grey Gables.
Grey
Gardens is
but
the real
name.
My
house isn't gray. It's kind of a tan.
How many gables does your house have?
Oh, I don't know.
What? You have multiple gables?
I don't know what a gable is.
You don't have seven? That's frankly kind of the go-to.
Nice Hawthorne joke
do
there.
Do I have a gable?
You don't get a lot of, frankly, Josh. We don't get a lot of Hawthorne jokes
in
here. Occasional T.S. Eliot, maybe a quick Hemingway here and there.
Frankly, Josh, I don't do the damn.
Although that's a Clark gable.
That's a Clark gable.
So we have one gable in here.
That's
do it again.
Frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn.
My neighbor has a gable.
Not even close. Not even cartoon Clark Gable.
I have multiple gables. I could look it up.
Okay, that's okay. I've got a life to lead. We can move on.
1, 2, 3.
Does your house have a name is the question?
No. It used to be the original dairy farm at one point on that property.
Oh, that's good to know. So we can give it a dairy-related name.
Let's start the bidding. Let's name
Christie's house. But it's got to have something related to dairy.
Cow and dairy.
Well, it doesn't have to, but I mean, that was what I was told
at
closing.
The Moose Lodge?
Yeah. How about Moo York?
Or Moo York City, yeah.
Moo York City.
How about Moo Amsterdam?
How about
Teatville?
What's wrong with Teatville, Christy?
No.
How about Utter Junction?
Utter Mess?
How about Titusville? But pronounce it wrong. These are all great ideas.
How about Tan Gables?
Please submit your suggestions for Christie's house.
How about West Virginia?
I don't live in West Virginia.
How about Crabville? How about Crabville? How about that?
Christy, I'll tell you what. If we come up with a name, I will have a nice wooden sign made.
How about Crank Acres?
I'll get someone to.
I told you I have the dinner bell. I keep forgetting to bring that in.
I got your dinner bell, Josh. It was delivered. I keep forgetting to bring it
in.
Oh,
did you get
You
it?
Do?
I bought.
Oh,
I
can't wait.
I bought Josh a dinner bell.
Come with a big
really
stick.
Big
and
yes.
And it's a leather strop that you hang it from. It's amazing.
My neighbors are going to be so upset.
Clang, 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 clang. Oh, it's
and
so loud.
And that's kind of why I didn't bring mine in, because it's so big and it's hanging from the garage. And it's like, I don't know if I can get it off.
That's nice. So we'll name your house something to do with dairy farms, though.
Right, and Christie's general personality.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
I'm just trying to.
Happy.
It should
Sunny
reflect
Acres?
You, huh?
Sunny Acres.
Sunny. There you go.
That doesn't say. Dairy.
What about Swollen Acres?
Funville.
What?
That would.
They're swollen in their
would,
acres.
That would describe that more of a boy thing.
Plus, I don't have any acres.
Yeah. How about Slitville?
I only have a half acre.
How about Slitville?
What's wrong with Slitville, Christy? You don't like it?
Subtle. You got that going for you. Maybe we should ask for something a little more delicate.
What about Labia Manor?
And Labia Majora.
Manorora.
She's the Dairy Queen.
Oh, Dairy Queen.
Yeah, that might, well, there's a Dairy Queen like a mile from your house,
I'm
right?
The Dairy Queen.
Yeah,
there's one right downtown
yeah,
where you live.
Yeah.
I envy you.
You boys need a milking.
Having a Dairy Queen right there.
It's a bike ride away.
Yeah. A bike ride from Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
No wonder you're moving. That's
no
the
joke.
Let me think here. It's got to have something to do with dairy, though.
And it doesn't have to.
No,
I should have kept my mouth
farm.
Shut.
Used to be a dairy farm. You got to go with that. Something about.
Maybe the guy lied to me. I don't know.
Well, they can't lie to you. They're realtors. They're as honest as the day is long.
Of course they are.
Of course
the
they are.
Best realtor in the business. I used to be
Christy
a
is a realtor.
Well,
you know
if
what?
That doesn't speak volumes, I don't know what does.
Let's move on. If you have a good idea for Christy's house name, but we can have one of those, get a router and make a wooden sign.
Okay, dairy industry vocabulary list.
Okay.
What about milky pastures?
Bovine?
How about creamy dairy air?
That's pretty good.
Bovine, butterfat. Calf, cow, combine, cultivator, curds.
We don't just read these. Come up with something clever. You can just read the terms.
I like butterfat.
What about
butterfat heights?
Butterfat Manor.
Butterfat Meadows. Yeah. Butterfat Manor.
Butterfat Knoll.
Knoll.
Like the grassy knoll. Butterfat Knolls. Because she thinks Kennedy's still alive. Remember?
Butterfat Valley.
Butterfat Valley.
Heifer.
Butterfat Hollow.
I don't
heifer.
Have a valley. I don't have
heifer.
A hollow.
What about
really?
Heifer Hollow?
Heifer Hollow.
God.
Heifer Junction.
Cow milk, pie.
Milk claw?
Milk. What's a milk claw?
Sounds like a Harry Potter professor.
A machine.
Hey, Professor Milk Claw, give me an F in.
A machine that is attached to the cow's udder, whose massaging action helps the udder to release milk. That is a milk claw.
Okay. No one knows what that is.
Well, they do now.
How
we
about
learned something today?
How about
what have you got? Go ahead.
No, this was more of the name of like a pub, not a house. So I have to change. I have to think about.
We have Milkmaid Manor, Titicaca.
What's wrong with Titicaca, Christy? That's a dairy farm right there. You have udders and poop.
No.
Yeah.
Or COCKA.
Casa de Christie with two K's. Casa de
really?
Christie?
No.
Right.
Christie with a K.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Casa with a K.
I know.
Would that be Casa?
Can we stay away from more than one K? How about that?
Yeah, please.
Sorry. Strike out. We'll keep working, Christie. We can't think aloud here. It's going to take all day. What have you got over there?
A student union has voted to replace clapping at public functions.
I've heard this.
This is ridiculous.
With jazz hands in a bid to prevent people suffering from anxiety or sensory issues.
So the clapping scares them? It's too loud?
University of Manchester Student Union passed a resolution banning the practice. According to the student newspaper, the Mancunian, they will use the British Sign Language alternative of jazz hands so that clapping is more inclusive.
It is completely ridiculous.
It is.
It is really ridiculous.
As somebody who actually has panic disorder and suffers from panic attacks and anxiety.
Calm down.
Chemical imbalance in the brain, you prick. Clapping has never set off an anxiety attack.
If chemical imbalance in the brain, prick, is not on our quotes page, it better be. Thank you, Jeff.
I'm sure there it is for some. We don't. get rid of a tradition that's been around for a couple thousand years because this is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
So at a basketball game, is the referee allowed to blow the whistle, or does he have to start frantically waving?
No, look over here.
This is ridiculous. Is this going to be the next thing in political correctness?
You know,
this is a politically correct thing. No one's going to be prepared for life. It all started with participation trophies. Well, is it a basketball game, or is everyone auditioning for a chorus line?
Why did participation trophies become a thing? Why didn't all of you go, no, we're not doing this? You're sort of to blame.
What are you looking at me for?
I didn't do it.
Because you didn't go, no, my kid doesn't get one. You all went, yeah, all right.
Well, there's a point. You know, when they're four, it's one thing.
No, it's not.
When they're in college.
Why is it okay at four and not in... I mean, if you're going to start them at four...
The same reason it's okay when you're three to poop in your pants. You're little.
No, I think when you're four, I think it starts a precedent. And then at five, well, I didn't get a trophy. Why didn't I
get a trophy? So if we have a time machine, are we going to come back in 100 years? No one's clapping anymore?
Maybe, yeah.
It's sad. It's really sad.
Did you hear the silence out there? I was killing.
Yeah. I've got a name for Christie's house.
It's going to be like at an Arizona Cardinals home game.
They are 0-4.
You've been burned, Cardinals.
No clapping.
You've just been Tommied.
No, when I was in college, there was a different kind of clap they were trying to get rid of.
Sure.
Hey, Dairy Acres.
Oh.
Hello, Dairy Acres?
Hello. Better. Hello, Dairy Acres.
Hello, Dairy
Acres.
Hello, Dairy.
You like that more than Dairy Air Acres?
Right. I like the Hello Dare.
Hello Dairy Air. Yeah. Hello Dairy Air. Oh, that's nice.
Hello Dairy
Air.
That's not the name of a place.
Well, that could be the tagline. Christy Acres, breathe in my dairy air.
No.
No, Christy, you say hello. Christy Acres. Hello Dairy.
Get a face full of my dairy air? Yeah, that's fine.
A face full? That's what we're going with.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.